From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A U.S. Navy frigate captured five suspected pirates today in the Indian Ocean. The story has all the elements of a high seas adventure tale, with a nighttime shootout, a chase, and the sinking of a suspected pirate craft. The tale might end with all five suspects hanging from a ship's yardarm, but as NPR's Corey Flintoff reports, the real question of what will happen to the alleged pirates is far more complicated.
As Navy Lieutenant Patrick Foudy tells the story, the USS Nicholas got word that there were suspected pirates in an area west of the Seychelles Islands. The frigate steamed to intercept the suspected vessels and finally spotted them in the early morning darkness.
One of the vessels, which is actually a skiff, started opening fire, or what appeared to be opening fire, on the USS Nicholas. Nicholas then returned fire. Shortly after that, they continued in a pursuit, and the skiff stopped on its own accord.
Foudy says a boarding party found ammunition and fuel aboard the skiff, along with three suspected pirates. The suspects were taken aboard the Nicholas, and the skiff was sunk. The skiff was far out to sea when this encounter took place, too far to have gotten there on its own. The Nicholas spotted another vessel that was suspected to be the mothership.
They confiscated it. It is still floating, and they took the two crew members, who were, again, two suspected pirates on board, into custody on the USS Nicholas.
Lieutenant Foudy says the Navy hasn't determined yet where the suspects will be taken. The U.S. has an agreement with Kenya under which suspected pirates can be tried in Kenyan courts and sentenced to Kenyan prisons. But these suspects are accused of firing at a U.S. Navy vessel, and they could face trial in the U.S.
There would be no question that the U.S. would have a jurisdiction if it chooses to exercise it.
That's Douglas Burnett, an expert in maritime law and a partner at the New York firm Squire, Sanders, and Dempsey. Burnett says the U.S. and other nations should prosecute pirates vigorously, but up until now, the policy has been haphazard. Burnett says many captured pirates are not prosecuted at all because it's too expensive and time-consuming to bring them to justice. He likens it to the catch-and-release philosophy that's usually reserved for trout.
And what happens is the countries throw their guns in the water, then make sure they have enough fuel and food and water to get back to Somalia and give them a severe scolding and send them on their way. Well, going back to Somalia, how long does it take to buy another AK-47?
Right now, only one accused Somali pirate is awaiting trial in the U.S. He's the young survivor of the alleged pirate crew that attacked the cargo ship Maersk Alabama last year and held its captain hostage in a lifeboat. Navy snipers killed three of the pirate suspects and freed the captain. Burnett grants that it's expensive and complicated to try pirates in Western countries, but he maintains that the growing cost to international commerce is far bigger.
The catch-and-release policies are basically doing very little to deter the pirates. So they're encouraged to go out and continue attacking ships, and, you know, there's a huge price that everybody's paying.
He says piracy adds to the cost of all goods that are transported by sea in the form of increased insurance, increased distance traveled, and the price of maintaining naval patrols, like the USS Nicholas, on missions to suppress the pirates. Corey Flintoff, NPR News.